Jenny Selfie for All to See, June 26, 2017. When I eat breakfast with the kids, I sit with Diana, Jenny, and Hannah, an intern at Miss Sue's Children's Home, an hour's drive from Port-au-Prince, Haiti, in the countryside. This morning, the girls want to see pictures on my iPhone and flip through the camera roll. Kids really like to see pictures, and really, really like to see pictures of themselves. Jenny holds up my iPhone and snaps a selfie. When you take a selfie, it says, "See me as well as love me." I don't know when I'm coming back to Haiti, but as Jenny reminds me, God knows. She is a natural. Maybe she will be a photographer or an engineer or a mathematician or a mom or a teacher or all of them. I would like to see that and have breakfast again, just one of the kids, at our table on the back porch in the early morning. For now, my chores are done, and I'm flying home tomorrow. It will be a long and torturous taxi ride back to the National Airport, and Miss Hannah and Sue will go too, drop me off, and then have the driver take them to pick up diapers, food staples, baby formula, and used clothes in Port-au-Prince for the kids that need them. Miss Sue doesn't drive anymore, and a taxi ride to buy stores in Port-au-Prince is not only expensive, but sometimes futile, because items are often not in stock in the stores to buy. These kids' futures are scary. Haiti is a place where Darwin's theory about the survival of the fittest is playing out in the worst way. If the fittest in a society don't have compassion, suffering is compounded to the point of revolution.